Good morning to all of you. We welcome you. On this Sunday before Christmas in our call to worship, I wanted to draw your attention to a very interesting figure that's in the Christmas story who kind of looms in the background, but very few really realize the story behind King Herod, Herod the Great, as he is called. One theologian, Dr. D.A. Carson, said that he was an able administrator, someone who was trusted by the Roman government, that he would carry out what he said. But in the waning years of his life, he was stricken with this horrible disease. They called it Herod's Evil. And he died in 4 B.C., believed to be the same year that Jesus Christ was born. As a matter of fact, after he gave the decree that the children 2 years old and younger would be gone, he died within a few months after that. A very horrible, horrible death. He had asked his assistant to kill him. And the assistant refused to do it, and so he had the assistant killed, and he had another assistant brought in and said, "Will you kill me?" So he stabbed him, but it wasn't sufficient. And so he suffered from the stabbing in addition to the disease and then died a month or so later. But we read that when he heard news of this king that was born, we were told in verse 3, "When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born." And then you know the rest of the story. He gets the information together, and he tells the wise men who come to visit him, "You come back and see me once you've found him." Now, his purpose was not to lavish worship upon the Christ child, but rather to kill him, to make sure that he was dead. And we know how he ordered, after the wise men did not come back, he ordered the deaths of all males, children, 2 years old and younger, in the Bethlehem, Judea region. And then verse 19, in the same chapter, we read, "But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream in Egypt." You know, the Lord preserved the baby, but they weren't in Egypt for a long time. They were in there for just a short time because Herod was dead. Now, Joseph, we're told, was afraid when he found out that Archelaus, Herod's son, was to take over the throne. But the angel assured him, "You can come back. He is not going to harm you." And so they were able to come back. But you think about Herod, that when he gave the decree for those boys to be killed, 2 years old and younger, he only had a couple of months to live. Herod did not think that he was going to die. He thought he would continue on. One writer, Josephus, said that it was safer to be Herod's pig than it was his own children. Because Herod, in the last months of his life, was afraid that his sons would try to take over the throne from him, and so he ordered the deaths of 2 of his sons. Very sad ending to a man who had every opportunity. He was a Jew, you see. He had been born in Jewry. He was trusted by the Romans, but he was a Jew. And he knew the truth, but he rejected it. You know, as we approach Christmas this week, I pray that this story is not just familiar to you, but that you know it from the inside. You know what that means? I heard a child say that one time. "I know that story from the inside." In other words, it was in their heart. They knew it. But you need to know Jesus Christ from the inside, not just from up here, but you need to know Him personally. And I pray for you today, if you're not saved, that today would be the day that you get it forever settled.